From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. The way that unions view immigrant workers is changing. For over a century, organized labor has had a wary attitude toward immigrants. The reasoning was the more foreign workers in the labor market, the less bargaining power for unions. Well, recently, some unions have made a dramatic shift. As NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, they are now recruiting immigrants, in some cases, no matter the worker's legal status.
In the mid-1990s, Gig Rittenour was a roofer in Ohio, a loyal member of the United Union of Roofers, Waterproofers, and Allied Workers. He was frustrated by the increasing number of immigrants he'd see staffing construction jobs. So Rittenour and some colleagues started keeping cameras in their cars and paying random visits to work sites.
We'd take pictures, love to pop out a camera and just start snapping pictures, and it really drives them off. Because they know that they're illegal, and that was a ploy to just to scare them, really.
The ploy made Rittenour feel like he was having an effect, protecting his union job. But eventually, he realized the immigrant workers weren't going away for good, and the federal government wasn't going to make them. That's when Rittenour decided that if an immigrant is here working anyway, it's best if he joins the union.
If he doesn't, he's going to continue to do our work for much, much less wage and benefits, probably no benefits. And it's the nature of the beast. You either rise people up or you let them pull you down.
These days, Rittenour travels the country recruiting for the Roofers Union. This week, it's Baton Rouge, where Hurricane Katrina brought a rush of Hispanic workers, and where more recent damage from Gustav is keeping roofers in high demand. Rittenour and his colleague Baldo Diaz have pulled up to a bustling commercial construction site.
Buenas tardes. Techeros, roofers.
They find the roofers, a dozen men, all Hispanic, sitting along a chain-link fence on lunch break. The recruiters ask about the project, how things are going. The roofers union does not check workers' legal status, but Rittenour says the companies he sends them to likely will. After a few minutes, Diaz launches into the benefits of union membership.
No más que uno aquí, la comunión les consigue unos mejores sueldos y beneficios.
It means better salaries and benefits, he tells them, even a pension so you can save for the future. The men give him blank stares. A few look skeptical. Diaz says not all Latin American countries have unions in the construction industry.
Baldo, tell these guys if we can ever help them out that we got work.
Diaz and Rittenour pass out business cards and take some numbers. Diaz will follow up in a few days with phone calls. Back at the Roofers Union office, Baldo Diaz says there are many challenges in recruiting recent immigrants. They come to this country to work for whatever price, he says. They want to send money to their families back home. And if there isn't always enough work to go around, they don't want to wait for the next union job. Undocumented workers, in particular, have long been considered unorganizable. Ruth Milkman heads UCLA's Institute for Research on Labor and Employment. She says the assumption has been that these workers were only here temporarily, so wouldn't invest in a union, and that they were too afraid to join, worried that if their legal status were discovered, they'd be fired. Milkman says these are real concerns, and stepped-up federal immigration raids have probably heightened fears. But Milkman says recruiters have learned something else, too.
Undocumented workers had experienced things much riskier than trying to form a union. As one immigrant worker I once interviewed told me, she said, in my country, this was El Salvador, if you organize a union, they kill you. Here, you lose a job that pays the minimum wage.
In fact, Milkman says studies show foreign-born workers are more receptive to joining a union than the native-born. And she's seen that eagerness grow since the spring of 2006. That's when immigrant workers flooded the streets of major cities, pushing Congress to overhaul immigration laws. Milkman says the labor movement took note.
Here they are in a situation where union density is going down, down, down every year. And you see literally millions of people in the streets demanding their rights, organizing collectively. Anybody in the labor movement who hadn't gotten it before that about immigrant organizing certainly did appreciate the potential.
But the notion of expanding union membership with undocumented immigrants does not sit well with everyone.
That's cool.
In a company-provided trailer in Port Allen, Louisiana, a few members of the Roofers Union watch a Saints game. Andrew McIsaac moved down here from Detroit. He loves his job. He does not think illegal immigrants should be allowed in the union.
It's hard for us to, our next generation, our kids to come in here and for to have illegal immigrants or taking the jobs for our kids. You know, it's already tied up as it is for the economy.
His colleague John Ozarski agrees. He says both his parents were immigrants and came legally. But what about wage and hour protections? Federal law applies them equally, regardless of legal status. Ozarski says that makes sense.
Yeah, they should. If they're doing the same work and they're as skilled, yeah, they should get the same wages. Because you know why? If they're going to work for a dollar, I'm going to do it for 15 bucks an hour. That's hurting me. Yeah, absolutely.
But you don't think he should be able to be in the union?
No.
Even as recruiter Gig Rittenour tries to persuade immigrants to join the Roofers Union, he says he has more work to do persuading native-born members why this is a good thing. But he's clear in his mind about who the enemy is.
I think I see more contractors that take advantage of the immigrants because they know they can. So I think it's more the contractor that's taking the jobs from the Americans than it is the immigrants.
Rittenour figures the more immigrant workers who join unions, the fewer there will be for bad apple contractors to exploit. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.